Our poll question brought to you by JerseyFactory.com. What do you feel is most likely to happen? Now, we should maybe make an amendment here to the poll question based on the starting lineup tonight, because Fred VanVleet is starting tonight. But the four options are: the Raptors finish top three in the East, Pascal Siakam is an all-star, Nick Nurse wins coach of the year, or Fred VanVleet wins sixth man of the year. But again, he may take himself out of contention if he starts a bunch of games this year. The poll question brought to you by JerseyFactory.com. Custom team uniforms and logos at prices to suit any budget. Play like a pro, look like a pro. JerseyFactory.com. Let's head down to Scotiabank Arena. Tip off at 8 p.m. tonight. Here's our Raptors reporter, Josh Lewenberg. What would get your vote, Josh, most likely to happen? Raptors top three in the East, Siakam an all-star, Nurse coach of the year, or Fred sixth man of the year?
No, Siakam an all-star. It's not especially close. He was so close last year, and now obviously the usage rate is going to go up. He's going to have the ball in his hands. He's going to play more minutes, take more shots. Yeah, I think at minimum the expectation this year is an all-star season for Pascal Siakam, and I mean, the ceiling is even higher. If he can take another big step, and obviously that's not a given, and this is probably the toughest step to take, going from fringe all-star to superstar and the type of guy that you can build a franchise around. But if he can take that step, then we're talking about a guy that could potentially make an all-NBA team in addition to being an all-star this season.
Yeah, I would probably lean towards that being the most likelihood of, you know, what might happen this year. Although I think the Raptors finishing top three is within reach, in my opinion. Yep. And I would also say, if they really, you know, shock the world and finish top two in the East, mid-50s in wins, I think Nick Nurse is going to get a ton of love for Coach of the Year. I think that narrative will be written.
He's already in mid-season form here. We asked him what's on his mind 2 hours before his team raises the banner, gets their championship rings, and begins the defense of their title. And his answer was he forgot his underwear and socks, and he's hoping that they get here before the game. So, he's as cool as a cucumber has been basically since he took the job, whether it's the NBA Finals, the first game of the year, preseason game, it doesn't matter. That's Nick Nurse. That's the type of answer we get.
Who's your X factor for the Raptors this year? Is it OG? Is it Siakam? Like, if the Raptors are going to have that type of success and get back to 50-plus wins and be a force in the East, is there somebody that you got the spotlight on?
Yeah, Noodles, I think that's a good call with OG. I think Siakam, at this point, he's too good and needs to be too good in order to call him an X factor. He's one of the certainties on this roster, at least needs to be. VanVleet, I would say, is the same thing too. Maybe a little bit closer to the X factor territory, just because he is going to be taking on a bigger role and a different role, especially if he's going to be starting a lot of games. But OG, I mean, it's truly an X factor in every sense of the term, in the sense that last year was a really disappointing one for him, a difficult one. I mean, quite frankly, on and off the court, we know he dealt with the personal tragedy, fluky injuries too throughout the year. He had a concussion late in the year, and then the appendectomy cost him his entire postseason. So this was a guy they were really high on last year. I mean, they refused to include him in the Kawhi Leonard, DeMar DeRozan trade. San Antonio wanted him. And then there were a bunch of other teams that were knocking on the door too, that were calling the Raptors asking for OG, and they told him no because they believed he was going to take that big jump last year. But of course, all those things, basically anything that could go wrong, did go wrong. But now the situation seems to be setting up pretty nicely for him, right? I mean, he's healthy. It sounds like he really spent the summer getting his body and mind back to where they need to be. Nick Nurse yesterday used the word refreshed, just in terms of the way that he's looked in preseason. And now not only is he getting his starting job back, which vacated obviously by Kawhi Leonard, but he's going to get a lot of those minutes and a lot of that responsibility too. Now he's not going to be Kawhi, obviously. And I would say even the expectation that he might take a Siakam type jump is probably unfair to him because of how unprecedented that improvement was that we saw from Pascal last year. But I do think he could take it. And then all of a sudden, yeah, the prospect of the Raptors finishing as a top three team in the East becomes a lot more plausible if OG is a reliable starter and rotation player at the three.
With Josh Lewenberg, our Raptors reporter. Raptors Pelicans tip off at 8 down at Scotiabank Arena. I'm seeing live shots right now. Looks like there's a lot of people down there. tailgating, a lot of people probably waiting to get into the building. But it appears as if they're going to have a pretty good crowd for Jurassic Park tonight, and you hope that the weather will hold up. Bobby Webster was on First Up this morning, and he indicated that they're not expecting a lot of load management to apply to their team this year. I'm not sure I'm buying it. I'm not sure they're going to be able to get through 82 games with any of Kyle, Gasol, Ibaka, even OG, considering the year he had last year. I know he's so young, but are you going to run him out for 82? What's your expectation in terms of load management in the Raptors this season?
I think maybe we see, well, let's change the term a little bit. Let's call it quasi-load management, because obviously we're not going to see anything to the level of the Kawhi load management last year, sitting out 22 games. But I think what they did last year with Kawhi was so unprecedented. Obviously, teams had been sitting players out for rest before, Greg Popovich, San Antonio, all of that, but never as much as the Raptors did last year. And I think a lot of teams are going to start to connect the process, sitting players out for rest, and the result, the fact that Kawhi was able to put the Raptors on his shoulders at various times in the playoffs and win a championship. So I think we're going to see load management throughout the league. And the Raptors, yeah, I think that's a good point, is Gasol played so much basketball over the last year. Lowry is turning 34, and he's coming off thumb surgery and didn't get a lot of cardio work done, certainly not a lot of on-court work done during the season. So I think they have to be smart about it. But at the same time, I look at this rotation, certainly in the way that Nick Nurse has talked about it over the last few weeks, and I'm not sure they can afford a lot of load management right now. I think they've got a really solid rotation and a group of guys that Nurse really trusts, but that's a pretty limited group right now. We're talking the first seven guys that we'll see in the game today, and I would bet on that, the five starters plus Norm and Ibaka, the seven holdovers, the guys that were here last year that won a championship together, that know what Nurse expects. And from the sounds of it, and Nurse has not been shy over the last few weeks, he is not impressed with what he's seeing from most of these new guys. And I think rookie Terrence Davis is probably the lone exception. He's going to be the eighth man tonight. But outside of that, none of these other guys have stood out. None of them have taken advantage of what should be the eighth the ninth and tenth spots in the rotation right now. So until other guys step up and they prove to have the kind of depth that they had back a couple of years ago under Dwayne Casey, where the second unit was one of the best, maybe the best in the NBA, I'm not sure that you can afford to sit guys out for a significant number of games this season.
What are we expecting tonight? What are you hearing in terms of the banner being put up and the replica rings being handed out with all the fans in attendance? I mean, you've been down there all day. You've been obviously covering the team for a while. What kind of news, what kind of rumors are starting to buzz down there?
They're excited, man. I mean, Lowry is the only guy on this team, basically, that has seen these rings. The other players, the other coaches, none of them have, and that's at Lowry's request. He actually played a big role in the design of these rings. He was a player representative on the committee, and he liked the idea of everyone seeing them for the first time here on opening night and being surprised. So I think there are a lot of guys that are looking forward to getting their hands on this thing. And yeah, as you mentioned, every fan here in attendance today, I don't even get a replica ring, I don't think, but every fan in attendance today is getting a replica ring. And while obviously they're not worth anywhere close to as much as the ones the players are going to get, they actually look similar. That was something that Lowry insisted on as well, is that no matter who is receiving the ring, fan, coach, staff member, player, that every tier of the design looks similar. So that'll be a cool keepsake for the fans in attendance tonight. There'll be 20,000 of them.
So you won't get a ring? What tier do you think you would fall under?
Tier 10, 15? I'm surprised that Kyle didn't put me specifically on the list.
Well, you should be a part of it.
We were talking about it yesterday. Where is the line? Because we believe Nav's getting a ring, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah, see, that's cool and everything. Good for Nav. I mean, right. I'm not going to hate
We're
on someone
gonna
for
hate
getting
on
a
Nav
ring
at all.
But he's never played a
but
game.
But he can't get the same ring that Kyle Lowry gets.
No chance.
No.
I believe they only
made roughly 20 of the top-tiered rings.
Like the grade-A top-tier ring.
Yes. I'm guessing, I don't know this, but I'm guessing just for the players, the 16 guys on the roster last year, probably Masai, Nurse, and then Larry Tannenbaum. Like I think it's a really exclusive group from the top tier, and there's five tiers, so Yeah, I would imagine the rest of the coaches and the rest of the staff would get like a second-tiered ring. And then I'm down in the 10th tier that doesn't exist.
Yeah, you're down there like a piece of paper saying thank you for covering the team.
Kyle specifically gave them a piece of paper with my picture on it and said, do not give this guy a ring.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
Right. Well, he did tell me he liked my suit today, though.
I've noticed you've been posting that on Instagram, sharp. On Twitter. You're bringing out the new threads, man. Yeah. This is a championship team you're covering sharp. Now.
Well, I don't know how many more of these I'm going to get to do, so I got to step it up today.
Absolutely. Enjoy it tonight. We'll see you down there, buddy.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
There's Josh Lewenberger, Raptors reporter.